DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
Are you ready for me to kick that pig?
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Ham. It's the other white meat and the bottom half of the pig. Maybe the back half, I'm not really sure. I'm not up on the whole, you know, anatomy of my pig, but I'm sure if I had copy in front of me, I would be. But make sure you check them out at AmericaLovesHam.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a porky discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the ham-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I did get that right this evening. I wrote it down. I don't know. You can't see this, but I do.
I see a white wall.
I have a thing taped here on my monitor that says, "I'm Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from," and it's capitalized, from.
So now you're getting so old that you have to actually tape your name to your monitor so you can remember to say, "I'm Daniel.
It has gotten very bad lately that I will actually answer the phone and call myself Kathy Bacon. So I am like literally two or three wasted synapses away from being Big Fatty. That is how desperate and dire that things have become. So how are you, Adam?
I'm good. Sorry, my resource just told me I need to do something tonight for work. I'm doing great. I was wondering why I was getting all these text messages.
Anyway. I'm excellent. Thanks for asking. All right, it's 10:12.
Thank you
for asking, Adam. I'm doing wonderfully. You know, it's 10:12 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and of course, that can mean one thing and one thing only, as we are streaming live on Pride48.com, and I'd like to say a big howdy-ho to... Big howdy-ho to the chat room. Let's see who we have in the chat room. Adam, who do we have in the chat room this evening?
We have Turnip Head. We have Auntie Vera Charles. Cosmic Popsicle, Good Humor Penguin, It's All About Mark, Kathy Bacon, Mib in Class, Ramble Redhead, Tom G, Toppy Smelly, Virga Charles Wisconsin, and CR Mags, and That Blue Jeans Guy, who didn't tell me his name this time, so I'll never get it right.
This is Brian the Blue Jeans Guy, and I believe Mib in Class is actually Kevin from the Bitter and Salty podcast. So good evening to all of you. Excellent. Unless they quit. They might have quit. They haven't put out a show in a very long time, so they might have quit.
You mean pod-faded?
No, I think they just quit. Because really, I mean, it's kind of like the last Eagles album. You can literally hear them say they hate each other through the pauses in their show. Anyway, so Adam.
Well, that will happen.
Adam.
Daniel.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we had a minor celebrity staying right here in the Nutmeg State for this past week.
No, I didn't. I did not know that you had. I'm assuming you had someone staying at your place.
No. Of course, our new place is far too fucking small for anyone to stay here.
I don't know. Who did you have staying there?
No, in Wisconsin. I mean, in Wisconsin. I'm looking in the chat room. In Connecticut, we had actually Waylon, formerly of the Foul Monkeys, Waylon from Bradley and Waylon, soon to be married. Waylon. Actually, I believe they're getting married pretty much the weekend that you're going to be here.
So maybe you can answer the burning question on my mind. Are they going to be doing a podcast?
I don't know. Possibly maybe. Later, maybe, but not at this point. I think I asked that question last evening. Well, thank you for stealing my thunder. I was going to say we went to dinner with Waylon last evening. So he's here in Connecticut on business, and we went out to dinner with him last night at a lovely local place called Prime 16, and we had I had a lovely bacon burger, which is the way they make the bacon burger at Prime. Now Prime 16. They should have been our sponsor, but Prime 16 is a gourmet burger place. So they grind their own meat there. You know, they have their own recipe for how they grind their beef. But the bacon burger is a half pound of ground beef stuffed with a half pound of bacon and then more bacon on top of it. So, and I got that wrong. It's it's a quarter pound of beef with a quarter pound of bacon, because it's a half pound of meat and then more meat on top of it. So
that's a lot of bacon.
It was delicious though. Delicious.
So was that the highlight of the whole thing for you? Not having Waylon there, it was like the bacon. So
wait, who was
so,
there? Wait, I was unaware that Waylon was even there, because did I get to the fact that it was served Waylon. served with a side of garlic aioli and some sweet potato fries? It was absolutely delicious.
You spent like 20 seconds telling me guess who was here, and then you spent like 5 minutes describing the burger, and you haven't even got to the side dishes or dessert or anything like that yet. Right, I mean, if I were Waylon,
And also, Waylon was there. So we got to see Waylon last night. We talked to him, and I did ask him that question. I was like, are there any plans for a podcast in your future? And part of it, you know, part of the reason that they had to quit was, time, because Bradley's going back to school, and, you know, they have a bunch of things that are going on in their personal lives that, you know, is taking up a lot of time.
Oh, I thought they just hated Ricky or something.
No, that's probably what it was. But So they had a lot of things going on, but then he said maybe in the future, you know, not anything in the immediate future, but maybe, you know, a year or so. And he was saying, you know, I don't know what we would talk about. And I said, you know, what I think would be great would be a drag show, because there's no drag shows on the network. You know, like people that talk about drag. I think that would be great. And he was talking about drag.
I was going to say, right. Are they going to dress up for? I mean, we are
talk about, darling, look
what I'm wearing tonight.
Right. No. So, and then he said, well, you know, it's also been suggested that when we adopt a child, that maybe we'd start a podcast about child rearing. And I was like, that would actually be interesting too. I would like to hear that. So I don't know. Maybe something in the future there for the ex-foul monkey Waylon. And Bradley wasn't here though.
The chat room has called us out for being too incestuous.
Why? What are we?
We're talking about Pride 48.
I will always talk about Pride 48 because
Pride 48
I love
podcasts.
All right, but so speaking of Pride 48, you're never going to get me to not talk about Pride 48 podcast, because I wanted to tell you this. Are you caught up on the Big Fatty program?
You know, I got lost today in my own town because I was catching up with Big Fatty, and I was too close to home, so I needed to drive a little bit further. So I went down this road that I've never been down before to look at these really big rich people houses that are on the other side of the tracks.
This sounds suspiciously like a country song.
No, and I got lost, like literally. I mean, a couple of blocks from my home.
Trying to catch up with my Big Fatty.
And, you know, you are right. It's Tuesday today. Tuesday. And Big Fatty played us at the beginning of his show.
He did, yes.
Yeah, so I did hear Big Fatty. He was talking about people were already getting their plane tickets and hotels.
Yes, I heard that. Blind Guy Jay and Haunt Cub Jay. So I guess if your name is Jay, it is time for you to get your planes to go to Pride 48 this year. But and yes, I look forward to seeing both of them there. What I was going to say was that I got behind on the Big Fatty program, and so I had to binge it over the weekend.
I listened to it at double speed.
I do as well, but I had to, with the move last week and with other, I got behind, and so I had to binge. And so I can't remember what day this happened, but Kathy Bacon called in to his show, and it wasn't a normal phone call like she does with the crappy phone. It was like, this was like some kind of recorded on her iPhone and then sent to him. It had something to do with me and calling, and I had no fucking clue. What did I at some point promise that I was going to call the Big Fatty program? And
I don't remember. They all run together, and Kathy Bacon calls almost every episode. So I don't remember. Sorry.
Yeah, she doesn't remember either. She's in the chat room, and she doesn't remember either. She's just like, I don't know what the fuck I was saying. So, you know, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't something that I was supposed to do, because I didn't want to.
Was
it
about a contest, or was she mentioning the fact that you were playing? I don't know. I really don't.
But I do have an amazing idea for a contest. Now, I'm not going to tell you about it right now, but I just wanted to throw this out there. Just a little teaser, and then we can go into your stuff, and then we'll come back to this. Because what I wanted to say was, you made a comment. Do you remember in Vegas when we went to lunch with Nico, our listener, Nico Martinez?
I do. We ate at Tata's and tacos.
Titties and Tata's, right. And you said something there that was very, very telling about our dynamic. Do you remember what you said about the dynamic between you and me?
I don't. I said...
Hold on just a second. I gotta go to the terrace here and see who's calling. Yes, hello. What? There is no preview available for this attachment. What? Why is terrace giving me I can't play it? Oh.
Yeah, hi guys.
What? All right, I insist. I insist that Kathy Bacon tell RT Cruiser what program that was she uses on her iPhone. I have no idea what he said.
Yeah, I don't either.
You have transcribed this as game show host.
I listened to it a couple of times, and all I could make out was game show host.
Well, I know we had one that died last week, so maybe that's...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Sorry, we can't give you any points if we don't know who it is. So
okay.
Stop it.
But because RT Cruiser rarely calls into the show, I want to make sure we include every single call.
All right. So do you recall what it is that,
our dynamic is, I don't know.
I believe Nico asked a question, like a very good question, like who came up with the idea for whatever it was that, and you said, like most things.
Like most things, I came up with it, and then you got credit?
What? No, like most things, you come up with the idea, but then I make it better. And that's our dynamic, right? You come up with the initial idea, and then I just come and add some kind of little frosting on it, or some kind
of
minor tweak.
You add the Daniel Brewer sauce?
That's right. I add the special sauce. I am the special sauce.
So I'm the melon, and you're the sauce.
Oh, I don't even want to go there. But what I figured, I'd flip that dynamic tonight. This is a dynamic where I'm going to give you the idea and you're going to make it better.
I can't make anything better, Daniel.
Excellent. Let's go to one of the items here on your list. I cannot help but notice through all kinds of different social media. Actually, media is the plural of medium, right? Or is media the singular of medium?
I think media is media. I mean, I think it's media singular and media plural. I think it's both.
Okay, Kathy Bacon. Is media singular or plural?
It's both.
The word media comes from the Latin plural of medium.
Yeah, but who says medium?
I'm going to say it right now. I've noticed through all kinds of medium this past week that you did indeed try the Chick-fil-A recipe that All About Me gave you.
I did. Well, they went through so much trouble. I believe Mark posted it.
You can't tell. You can't tell who posted it. It's kind of like when people at the Oscars were just like, yeah, Ellen was backstage taking pictures with her iPhone, even though Samsung. It's like, do you really think Ellen took those pictures? Do you really think Ellen tweets? You do realize that George Takei doesn't actually even do his own social media. Oh, that is someone that he pays to put those things up. You do know that, right? You do know that Ellen is not actually sitting there tweeting her own things, and the account is called The Ellen Show, which is about four different interns that post to that thing. So you can't say, oh, Ellen was using her iPhone, because it wasn't Ellen.
So are you suggesting,
did you not notice she was in the picture?
Are you suggesting that Mark and Ed have some writers?
I am. Not writers. They live in an economically depressed portion of this country. I believe they live in New Mexico, which they're so destitute in New Mexico. You're supposed to say how destitute are
they? How destitute are they?
So that was an old callback. Anyway, the point is that, you know, they are able to hire people. They're able to hire people to, like, put up those. That's how they do those enormous Halloween decorations every year. They go down to the Home Depot in a truck. And he's like, I need five people. I need five people. We'll pay $2. And they all jump
in
the back of the truck.
Actually, that's where Mark met Ed. So
I'm just saying that is what Mark and Ed do not do their own social media. They have gone to the Home Depot and hired someone for $2.
They do it for nostalgia. I mean, their first date, you know, they first locked eyes in a Home Depot parking lot. So
look, Mark couldn't even get out of bed to listen to a podcast. So there's no way he actually does his own social media. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, yes.
They're lovely people. I love them.
One of their interns posted a recipe that was in Huffington Post, I believe, for a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, actually.
Yes.
And, you know, the most surprising part of the whole recipe is there's powdered sugar in the breading. I understand you want to add a little bit of sweetness. I have never heard, though, of putting powdered sugar in breading. But anyway, so you marinate your raw chicken in pickle juice, which,
yes.
And really, honestly, when I ate it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's kind of the flavor that I'm missing in just normal fried chicken. But anyway, yes, I'm not going to go into detail like I did for the moist cookies, but basically I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try that recipe. I did not make a chicken sandwich. I made chicken minis. So the chicken minis basically use the same chicken and the same breading, but they use the nuggets. So the smaller ones.
Yes.
And they're on a Parker House style yeast roll.
Ooh.
And so I could make those from scratch, but there's a really good frozen Parker House style roll that you can get. It's a Sister Schubert's. Now, I don't know if they sell it in up north.
Why didn't you send me the link? They could have been a sponsor for the book.
I don't know. I didn't think about it. But anyway, so I marinated the chicken. I think I marinated it overnight or something. But anyway, cut it up into little nugget size pieces. And I, you know, egg, milk, pickle juice mixture to get it wet. And then the breading mixture with powdered sugar in it, strangely enough. And then fried them in peanut oil. And they were really good. They were probably as close as you will get to Chick-fil-A tasting, you know, at home. So Lurie Dean actually posted a comment. He said, I needed to add MSG, and that probably will get me that much closer.
There you go.
I don't know. But anyway, so I really appreciate, I believe, I can't remember. Was it Ricky or one of the Foul Monkeys commented on my post?
Yes.
And maybe an ex-Foul Monkey, depending on which one it was, and was saying that he was going to try. I think it was Ricky. That he may try the recipe, so we'll see.
So you mean the current mayor of Squareston, Ricky?
I could look actually, but I won't ever find it. So
all right, we're getting behind in the chat room here. Someone in the chat room wants to know who is it? Cosmic Popsicle wanted to know: are there any good podcasts that aren't on Pride 48? Yes, there are thousands of. Well, I don't know if there's thousands.
Of the good podcasts. You know what?
There have been, because we have not yet set up our, well, because I have not yet installed the thing on the website where people can sign up to identify themselves. So there's like who's it? The one that Fatty was just talking about. That's really good.
Hello Waffles.
Hello Waffles. What was the other one?
That's actually, he calls it How to Do Pancakes.
No, but but the other one that just came back with Rob Lindley McGill, what was that? What was PNS Explosion just restarted?
Oh, PNS
Explosion has been on a Pride 48 live event, but they've never, you know, like readily identified themselves with Pride 48. So
there are lots of. There are so many we can't.
The Daily Purge. Yeah. A great place to go is to the Big Fatty Online website, and then just scroll down the right hand side and see who there is.
Yeah, there are lots.
Now, does that mean that we would like to get them on Pride 48, and we are putting things in place so that people can more easily identify with us
you
as
say
being
that.
A member. I'm God damn you, Adam. I'm just
stop it.
All right. Anyway, so I had a huge problem here that I had to deal with. It was the whole
I
movie.
I wouldn't be
podcasting.
Oh,
anyway,
I also
it doesn't
made
matter.
Mashed potatoes.
Right, I don't care about mashed potatoes. I just want to know about these chicken slider things. So were they as good as Chick-fil-A then?
Close.
I don't like Chick-fil-A. I am with Mark's. I'm with Mark on this one. Mark from It's All About Me. I do just don't like Chick-fil-A, regardless of anything, you know, outside of politics or whatever.
It's fine. Yeah, they were close. They were close. But you got to get the you also have to have the yeast rolls if you're making the chicken minis. But right. Anyway.
Now, are you ready? Are you ready for this fabulous idea?
I am so ready.
You are absolutely ready.
I'm waiting with iconoclastically bated breath.
I see. By the way, did just a tech note or a show behind the scenes note. Did you grab the poll from pre-show?
I have it.
Good. I just wanted to make sure because I was going to close out that window. All right, so here's my idea, Adam. You know, this evening I was watching that fabulous show that you love so much, The Voice.
The Voice, yes. The last guy. I don't know if you got to it. So cute. So I don't remember his name, but he went with Adam, and he is so cute. I hope he wins.
And the other guy that performed slightly before him, they both sounded like they had hiccups when they were performing. They're like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
He was going, yeah.
I know. What did it sound like?
Kind of like, what's his name? The black guy with the long
Will
hair.
Smith? Huh? Will Smith?
No, like the old black guy with the long, like, greasy hair.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. You're thinking of George.
Buy me a brand new dress, woo, or whatever. I can't.
James Brown.
Yeah, James Brown. I don't know. That's not even the words to a song. I can't believe you even got that. But
James Brown is going to buy a brand new dress.
Papa needs a pair of shoes, or I don't know, whatever.
Right,
woo.
Yeah. All right, there you go. I only know James Brown through Eddie Murphy's impersonation of him. It's too hot in hot tub. But
The Voice.
All right, so I was watching The Voice. I'm like, you know what? We need to do this, Adam. We need to do this. You and I need to, select four contestants each four podcasters each, and then we mentor them in a segment, and then we put them head to head on this show, and then we you know, narrow them down, and the winner, you know, is the winner of The Voiced or whatever. I don't know. I see. Now there's the idea. Now you need to make it better.
So we have one segment every show for the next whatever. Like, do we have a battle round or?
Yes. So first we have to have the blind auditions, right? And then we go into the battle rounds. And then, you know, then we pit our people against each other.
So we're asking for, well, blind auditions are easy because it's an audio podcast. So we don't know. So what we
need to do is we need to, you know, out of all the podcasts out there, we need to select, like, in some way, we either need to, like, put all of our suggestions into a, you know, a bag or whatever. And then we, like, fight over which ones we're going to get. Right.
Well, don't these people have to be willing?
No, because there's shows out there. We can just, you know, pull clips off their show.
We can't mentor them, though. How are we going to mentor them?
Mentor them via voicemail. So we send voicemails to their shows, thereby giving them show content, right? And also providing some kind of crossover stuff there. And then, you know, I think it's a great idea.
It's better than a lot of ideas out there.
Have a little, you know.
These have to be Pride 48 podcasts.
Make a little, you know.
Could we?
Because just that initial, that that's like the best, like the chair turning around.
You're causing people to like flinch their buttholes to kind of pucker when you're because you're not
stop
you're
it.
Not there's no completion there. Now they can relax.
All right, good. See, there's an idea there. There is an idea there that we need to follow through on.
Oh, I like that.
You know, we could have the final thing in, you know, on the June Pride 48.
Ah, so then how do we judge who went? Do we play clips from their show that we can see if they improve?
Yes, and then what do we have? What do we have that most shows don't have? We have an amazing live chat room audience.
We do.
We have the ability to throw out polls, right? So we can actually play the clips and let the chat room vote on who the winner is. See, I'm telling you that there is an idea here.
There is definitely an idea there. Okay, well, let's do that.
All right, let's do it then.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I think we should.
All right.
What do you think, chat room? Oh, there's a picture in the chat room. Oh.
The chat room has been, what are they? They're this is that device that Turniped was talking about on his site.
Oh, it's the thing that you stick in before you stick the
thing
in.
What do you call that? Yeah, it's the thing that you stick in before you stick the thing in. It's called the raw dog.
Well, speaking of the raw dog, so yes, I think we should work on that. We have to figure out how we do the blind audition.
Oh yeah, no, there's going to have to be a lot of work here, but I think there's a great idea. Now, what's going to happen is some other little up and coming whippin' snapper. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Some other little podcast is going to come along and steal our idea. And I'm not going to point any fingers. It's all about me. But someone is probably going to try to steal this idea. How good it is. Like I said, I'm not going to name any names. It's all about me. But I'm just saying, somebody might try to steal it. Will you please quit texting during the show, sir?
Someone from work is texting me. I'm sorry. It's like, I don't know. It's like a Walmart emergency or something. Blue light special emergency over at Walmart.
All right. I'm done with my list on my Trello, which apparently offends people when we call it a Trello because we're all sneaky.
You're done with your terrace. I have two more things quickly. So
just point something out, Ed and Mark from It's All About Me. You know, the IT is a large thing. It is a large profession. You can't just like blanket say IT. You know, there's hardware folks in IT. There's help desk folks in IT. There's programmers in IT. There's you know, DBAs and they're all different. So you can't, for you to say that all IT people are blank is akin to saying like all Chinese people are blank or all you know, all actors are blank or whatever. There's a lot of different kinds of IT folks.
I tell you what, infrastructure guys, jerks.
Yeah, and what they're sounding like, most people deal with when they talk about IT are help desk people.
Developers?
And those are, you will never talk to, I guarantee you, I'm a developer, you will never talk to me. I don't talk to people.
Know-it-alls.
But there are people, I get paid a stupid amount of money to not talk to people. I mean, it's like there are people above me that actually like insert themselves between me and the public because they don't want people to talk to me.
QA people, perfectionists. Right. And always the ones in the group that want to point out the flaws and everything. Anyway. Speaking of flaws, Spotting Big Fatty is flawed.
Oh, that is absolutely.
It is completely flawed. I want to tell you because, and before the show is over, I am going to post this picture somewhere because.
You know, hold that thought. I'm sure this will be really, really fast. Yes. Hello. Trello updated, and I don't like this new interface.
Hey, Doobie Content, Death Phone Celebrity Line. This is Scott, you know, Sater 69. I'm the Twitter's host of the Sater Surf Show. Sheila McRae of the Honeymooners has died at 92.
All right. First of all, what the hell was that? That introduction there.
Death Phone Celebrity Line. This is Scott, yeah. You know, Sater 69. I'm the Twitter's host of the Sater Surf Show. Sheila McRae of the Honeymooners has died at 92.
He was tripping all over himself in that intro there.
He's what's that word? Verklempt?
I don't know.
Did she play Alice? Was she the one that's
let's
like,
find out.
One of these days, Alice, one of these days.
Yeah, she's apparently gone to the moon. Let's find
out. Sheila McRae, she was one of the funniest parts about that show.
Yeah.
You know, after Everyone Famous, she was really, really, really goddamn funny.
What'd she play?
After Everyone Famous.
What part?
But now she's dead, so.
What part did she play?
He did.
What part? This is a theater. Catch you later.
What?
Bye-bye.
I don't think he said, but I think you can ask Kathy Bacon, but I believe she was Alice.
Let's find out. What was her name? Sheila McRae?
Sheila McRae is what he
okay,
said.
Okay, Kathy Bacon. Who was Sheila McRae? You got it, and then you didn't tell me. Okay, Kathy Bacon. Who was Sheila McRae?
According to Wikipedia, Sheila McRae was an English actress, singer, and dancer.
Okay, great.
You know, that's the first time I've heard Kathy Bacon be speechless. You know, ever.
Great.
Who did Sheila McRae play? Well, somebody tell us.
Yeah, All About Mark says that she played Alice.
Okay.
Season 7 through 10. So that means she wasn't even the original Alice.
Oh, she wasn't the original. Wait, there was more than one Alice?
No, wait, there were 10 seasons?
I'm confused. I used to watch Honeymooners every day after school, of course in reruns, because I'm not that old. But I don't remember there being more than one Alice. Are you sure you're not talking about Trixie?
He says the original Alice was Audrey Meadows.
Oh, that's right.
And R.T. Cruiser, who's Australian, by the way, says that there are three Alices. There were three Alices.
No way. I remember it's The Honeymooners starring, what's his name? Art
so apparently
Carney.
the three Alices were Audrey Meadows, Joyce Randolph, and Sheila McRae. Nope. Sorry. Audrey Meadows and Sheila McRae are the only two that are listed as Alice.
Huh. Maybe I didn't. Now I don't know. I'm going to have to look her up because I don't know what she looks like. Sheila?
Here's a fun fact. Actually, Jackie Gleason was only in it for two seasons. The rest of it was played by an animatronic robot. All right. So,
Wow, she looked really bad in her old age.
She did. So, I'm sorry. We're getting behind here. So, Sater, yes, you get an entry into the contest. And let's toss a buck into the old pot there for him. So,
I think my favorite Alice was Joyce. Dr. Joyce Brothers?
I loved it when Dr. Joyce Brothers played Alice.
No, I think Audrey Meadows was my favorite Alice. Why did she... What? It's like Bewitched and Darren. Why? You have a good...
Contracts?
Anyway... So,
if we can get our show good enough to hold Vera Charles' attention for longer than 30 seconds because she's already gone, then we could ask her these questions because she knows everything there is to know about Hollywood.
Well, okay. Well, we've already
chased off Vera Charles. So.
So anyway, what I was going to say is there was a, and I, you know, I don't want to be incestuous, but.
You know, you need to drop that. We're going to be incestuous.
I'm just milking it. That's all.
All right, fine.
So basically on the Mark and Ed show.
Yes.
On It's All About Me. They were saying
I love how they just keep throwing out different theme songs.
Try
a different theme song every week. This week I think it was Burl Ives that sang their theme song. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know who it was, but I was like, that's not the new theme song. What are they doing? But anyway, so they were saying on their show that
it's time for It's All About Me.
Now Burl Ives is back. You ready, Burl? You know, the big song of the year is Old Smokey. Burl, do you think you and I can handle that?
Sure, Bing. Start it off, and I'll slide in somewhere.
I'll make an effort. John Scott has a beautiful arrangement here that I think you like.
Good.
There's a lot of talking in this. Oh, dear God. No wonder that music went out of style. They just never got to the point.
Anyway, so they were talking about the fact that, I don't know what they were saying, but Mark said that Ed likes Big Fatty so much that
yes.
he probably
How
has
much does... Oh.
A lot.
Okay.
That he probably has fantasies. I don't remember exactly how he put it, but he was like, he has fantasies where Big Fatty's head, instead of like fucking Mark, Big Fatty's head is on the back of it. So I thought... There, you know, you're seeing Big Fatty, basically, is what he was saying, instead of Mark when we're fucking. And so I went to all this trouble, even like tutorials and everything of like how to better incorporate a face, you know, one yes. face into another face and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, I spent probably an hour, maybe 2 hours making a picture for Spotting Big Fatty. And I put it up there. That was over. I mentioned this on the last show. So that was like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago. Nothing. Nothing on Spotting.
Nothing.
There is. It's ruined. Spotting Big Fatty is in the dumps. So I'm never posting anything to Spotting Big Fatty ever again.
You're boycotting. I was playing Fantasy by Earth, Wind & Fire, in case you didn't catch that. So I see. So you've posted it here in the chat room.
Yes.
Now, whose hair did you put on Fatty's head there?
I perfectly blended in his face. No,
you
that
know,
is...
he does look good with some hair.
I perfectly blended the that's Ed's face.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
yeah.
can tell.
No, I can tell. That's Ed with hair also.
And Big Fatty's face. And I did the blending and I did a YouTube tutorial and all that kind of stuff. And anyway. So
Oh dear God.
I
freshened
not,
up
I'm,
my drink and it didn't mix. And
I'm
just
posting
drank a whole big
all,
mouthful. Jack.
I'm just posting all of my stuff. There, no, it's not safe for work. There is no penis. There's no balls.
Yeah, there's no penis. You can see a tiny bit of a butt crack in the mirror back there, but that's safe for work.
So anyway, that's
perhaps,
it.
Perhaps the guy that runs, that website, what's it called? Spotting Big Fatty?
He
perhaps
like
he's a
me.
Perhaps he's a dentist and he doesn't like the fact that you can see the fillings in the guy's mouth.
Well, that's the face that they put on there. That is Big Fatty's teeth.
Oh, those are Big Fatty's fillings. Oh,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
One last thing. Mark, we cannot go to Canada. So I'm just announcing that on the show. There was some talk about us going to the Canadian side to see Turnip Head and also see Niagara from the good side, apparently.
Yes.
Mark's papers expired while he was here and he had to get them.
I thought you were talking to Mark in the chat room. You're speaking about mittens.
Mittens
yeah. is not allowed across the board.
He can. Here's the problem. They expired and his H1 or whatever, and they redid it. But when you have it redone while you're in the country,
yes.
the next time you leave the country, you have to do this interview, this thing at an embassy before you can come back. And it's like part of the rules. Like you have to, I don't know what all he has to do, but he can't, we won't have time for him to go to an embassy in Canada and do whatever it is he needs to do, and it's just too risky that they might not let him back in. So,
now, in fairness, I'm looking over at the Spotting Big Fatty. They haven't added anything in over a week, so.
I understand. I'm saying it's ruined. It's going to ruination.
Ruined.
It takes so long for them to get stuff. I'm trying to participate in his show, put stuff up there.
How exactly are you trying to participate in the Fatty program?
Well, because he always says, go on over to Spotting Big Fatty. Hey, we don't have any Spotting Big Fatties. You guys need
to
get
I'm
on.
Just, I'm just gonna play a little clip here. This is today's Big Fatty program, right? So let's see, Big Fatty online. So this is the beginning of today's Big Fatty program, right? It reminds me of like one of those 1980 infomercial things.
So I was told in the chat room, you know, breaking news from the chat room, they're saying that they changed their theme song.
I know they
so
did.
So you're
they
putting down their new theme song, apparently.
Just saying.
I love it.
I'm just saying.
I love your theme song.
It was crazy. It was just crazy. And then Big Fatty was, I don't know.
Sisk.
What I'm trying to say, I'm always the one that says, but you don't ever say his name.
Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Good. Now he's going to show up. It's like, if you say that
God,
in a mirror.
So that's it. We can't go into Canada, and I'm boycotting Spotting Big Fatty. All of my wonderful fatty photos will go elsewhere.
Excellent. Let's just slip right along here and go to the next one. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys, RC Cruiser, celebrity death phone, Australian actress, so you probably, just ignore this one, but Wendy Hughes, dead at 61. She was famous for My Brilliant Career. Bye.
Now, is that the famous? Wendy from Cocktails and Cream Puffs? I hope she didn't
die. Oh my
die.
God. Wendy's from Cocktails and Cream Puffs has died?
Wendy is Australian.
That is so sad.
I don't know her last name. You know, she is a celebrity, but I didn't. Joey, I'm so sorry.
Well, we should send our condolences out to them immediately. And of course, we will accept Wendy from Cocktails and Cream Puffs. That is heartbreaking. She was so young. She had so much to live for.
Now, RT, you didn't kill her, did you?
That's true. That is true. And that rule should come into play here.
She is an accessible celebrity. Or at least more so than other celebrities. So
he says that she was in Star Trek: The Next Generation, which is good enough for me. So yes, indeed, Ari, thank you very much, RT Cruiser. So I feel bad because he's our regular call and he missed the Sheila McRae just by like seconds. Sater beat him out just by seconds.
Oh, I forgot to who was that? Sater.
Yes, Sater was Sheila McRae.
Okay, and then
RT Cruiser was Wendy's from Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Okay.
And there you go. So I'm just and the other things that I have on the Trello there, although apparently it offends some people that I say Trello, we'll just leave until.
So if anybody's curious, we're now at $52.25.
The news.
All right, I debated about this one, but I'm gonna go ahead and.
Whose turn is it to edit?
It's mine.
Oh, so that means it won't get cut out.
That's right. So NBC's Bob Costas was a sight for sore eyes during the network's coverage of the Winter Olympics in Sochi after contracting pink eye.
He was gay bashed.
The New York Post page 6 is suggesting NBC's 61-year-old primetime Olympic host may have inadvertently caught the nasty eye virus whilst having Botox injections.
Hold on. I am flabbergasted at this point in time.
Why?
Bob Costas is only 61?
He is.
He looks like shit for 61.
Well, he looked good for a long time, and then it just all went downhill.
He looks horrible for 61. He's got that he's got like that John Travolta fake colored hair and the.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and the hair really looks like he just used Just for Men. He just went, to the local pharmacy and got a box of Just for Men.
Bob Costas. Stop it. Did you, on a side note, did you see that Richard Belk, the guy that played Chakotay on Voyager, he did an AMA recently?
No, I did not see that.
He posted it, obviously they posted a picture of him in the story, and he's got like gray hair now, and I don't understand why Bob Costas feels that he has to like.
I don't know. But I mean, that's the thing. You dye your beard.
I do, but that is because I don't dye my beard because it's right. I just posted a picture of him in the chat room. It's Robert Beltran was the name. So that's Chakotay with gray hair.
Oh,
but
wow.
The thing that I wanted to say, go ahead.
If he let it grow out a little bit longer and braided it, he would.
Right. Well, exactly. He would look like Chakotay. No,
in the picture, he looks like he's going, Oh,
that is racist.
That's what looks like he's doing.
But that is still racist. No, so what I was going to say, I don't dye my beard because it's gray. I dye my beard because, and this is a visual thing, but from my sideburns to the bottom of my chin is not gray. And then just the goatee area is gray. So if it was reverse, I wouldn't dye it. It's just the fact that if I don't dye it to match that, it looks stupid because I have like a gray goatee area and then black, or dark brown sideburns.
It's kind of like Jay Leno. He used to have white hair and then one little black spot
right
in the middle.
Now, as soon as this sideburn stuff goes gray, I will just stop. I'll just gradually stop dyeing it and whatever. It's just right now, it looks, if I don't dye it one way or the other, I either have to dye the sideburn areas gray or I have to dye the goatee area brown. So.
Luckily, by the time I go gray, I won't have any hair left, and I shave everything else, so it doesn't matter. Anyway.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story. You were talking
about Bob
Costas and his vinegary finger.
So it says, at one point, Costas had to take 6 days off to recover to be replaced by Meredith Vieira, who apparently didn't have pink eye.
Now, he didn't take 6 days off during the Olympics, which is when he got the pink eye.
That's what he did. So he had viral conjunctivitis. It became so bad and it spread to both eyes. And then it says that anyway, Meredith Vieira is now the first woman to host the Olympics.
Well, that's just sad that it's 2014 and we've never had a woman host the Olympics before. That's sad.
And needed the Botox apparently. But anyway, that's the end of that story.
Okay, great.
So the next one, this one is
I would totally edit that one.
Whatever.
Go ahead, yes.
This one's not funny at all, but I'm really interested in this. I don't know what it is. A mystery.
It is a mystery.
And I had to bring this up because
Is it a mystery musical? Musical.
So Malaysia's military says it is investigating reports that missing Boeing 777 jetliner headed to Beijing changed course and made it to the Malacca Strait, hundreds of miles away from the last location reported by civilian authorities. Malaysia Airlines said Tuesday that the western coast of the country near the Malacca Strait is, quote, now the focus of search efforts. That is on the other side of the peninsula. Malaysia, from where Flight 370 was reported missing by civilian authorities, meaning if the plane went down there, it would have had to fly over the country, presumably undetected. No debris from the plane has been found.
But the ocean is huge, right? I mean, 2/3 of our planet is ocean. It's like... And if we don't have technology to see under the water in the same way that we can, you know, see things that are laying on top of the land. So, of course, this thing, it's like nobody remembers anything. It's like all of these newscasters and everything just completely forget history. Do you not remember Air France 447?
I read something about it in a news story.
It went down and we couldn't find it for a week or two. And then we finally found a piece of wreckage. And then it was another 2 years before we actually even found where the black box was or whatnot. It's like the ocean is very big. You're not going to find. And then, you know, whatever. I don't understand why people are so fascinated with this thing. It was tragedy. It was a tragedy that many people died in a plane crash. And thank God it's rare, or thank goodness it is rare. But, you know. I don't understand why. The thing that annoyed me the most about this was that I was flipping through channels the other day and Fox News had like an alert, like a big red alert while they were talking about this. Like, it's like, that's like their entire modus operandi here is just to keep everyone in a constant state of panic, right? It's like this big, huge alert that out of these 239 people, two of them had like fake passports. And it's just like, clearly this must mean some kind of terrorist activity. And it's just like, you know, just go away.
I didn't believe that. Now, another interesting thing, which you probably don't find interesting, but I'll just say it anyway. Some of their cell phones are still ringing. Now, it's funny to me because out in the middle of the ocean, would they even have reception?
No, like, there are no cell towers out there. There are no cell towers out there.
I don't understand, but it's really weird.
Anyone who makes those comments on message boards needs to just go ride an Amtrak train. It's like, go ride a train and just notice how quickly your cell phone signal comes and goes as you come in and out of cells as you're driving, you know, like streaming down the train tracks there or whatever. It's like, once you're 35,000 feet is 7 miles high. If you are not going to get cell signal at 35,000 feet.
Daniel, first of all, I would just like to point out that I have been in a plane crash. So I am an expert.
You,
on
sir.
Planes going down.
Would like to let you know, Adam, that as a young child, my family owned a motorboat, which makes me an expert on water.
No. So anyway, I'm an expert because I was in a plane crash. Thank you very much. And
I thought you had a gag order on that. I thought that the part of the settlement was that you couldn't talk about it.
I just can't sue them again for the same crash. Anyway, and also, haven't you seen the Voyager episode where like Amelia Earhart and
it was the one that had Chakotay in it, thereby bringing it back to Richard Beltran's.
They were frozen.
Looking good with Ray.
So I think it's the new Bermuda Triangle.
Right. And one plane makes that a Bermuda Triangle.
And Voyager, they're going to find them frozen. Anyway, last story, lastly.
This is just an age check for the audience here. What I want to know is, does anyone know where Cheryl Ladd was? All right, continue.
After an elderly couple got the...
There's one person out there laughing at that joke. I guarantee you there's one person laughing at that joke.
All right. After an elderly couple got the boot from their local McDonald's for sitting too long, management and the owner are not answering the question if there really is a 30-minute sitting limit at the Culpeper, Virginia fast food restaurant.
Oh, dear God. Was it named after Brad Culpeper from Survivor?
I don't know. It's a town in Virginia. Carl Becker, who's 87, a World War II veteran... and his wife, Barbara, who's 81, say they both were at the Culpeper McDonald's on February 21st at about 2:30 when they were approached by the manager. The location is a place the pair has frequented for years. And he says, you two are going to have to leave. He said, your half hour is up and we need to clean this floor.
I was a World War II veteran and how dare you kick me out of this fast food restaurant. I was fighting for the white people to be able to eat at this place long before you, you bastard.
You know, I can't believe how many people in the chat room got the Millennium reference there. Well, good on you. Good on you.
So she says, now our grandchildren are McDonald's lovers, she says, adding that they spend lots of time at McDonald's because they're on a fixed income and it's affordable.
I'm on a fixed income and I need to sit here and use your Wi-Fi for all day. Is how I use my pacemaker to connect to the...
Her husband loves getting the chicken sandwich, she says, and that it's a treat for the both of them to just eat, talk, and enjoy each other's company.
Hold on, let me get this. Yes, hello?
Yeah, I'm calling to report on a death phone that an 87-year-old died eating at McDonald's.
Anyway, that's it.
I got nothing. I don't
know. They issued a statement. The McDonald's issued a statement.
What was the statement?
I care deeply about the comfort and satisfaction of my customers.
Hold on. We care deeply.
My organization takes these matters seriously and is investigating the customer's claims. I have also reached out to the customer to extend my apologies for this misunderstanding. Our focus will continue to be on serving our customers and providing them with a welcoming experience.
No, you know what I would have done? You know, some 87-year-old dude that like pulls out the old vet thing or whatever. And like, if he had any kind of Republican bumper sticker on his car, I'd swift boat the bastard.
You weren't really a veteran. You were like a consorting with the enemy.
Now,
yes,
this is an interesting last paragraph. In another incident involving a McDonald's in New York, the franchise had a bigger battle. That location had to remind its customers of a time limit for patrons who are done by posting a sign stating customers have 20 minutes to finish their meals. The catalyst behind the sign was a group of elderly patrons who would come to the restaurant as early as 5 a.m., and would stay until after dark.
Now, all right, I can almost understand that because New York is very crowded. And if you've ever tried to eat in New York, it's like, it's one thing to get your food, but then it's another thing to try to find someplace to eat it, right? I mean, like, if you go into the Chipotle down in Manhattan there, it's like, you can get the food at you know, really easily. There's just nowhere to sit and eat it, right? So, I mean, I can understand that for them posting a timeline. But this original thing was where? Some, like, Bithalo, what? Culpeper, South, what? Where was it at?
Culpeper, Virginia.
I guarantee you. They're not. There's a full-size McDonald's in Culpeper, Virginia.
Now, I'm not sure. Tom in the chat room is saying that they needed to be shown respect. And I agree that they need. I just think it's amusing because that is what old people tend to do. You know, they go to like the local McDonald's and have their coffee and sit there for hours. I just find it amusing. Yes, they should have been treated with respect, but.
I no disrespect to veterans. My father was a veteran. I'm not disrespecting veterans. I'm just saying that is the stereotype in Virginia for the Republican, you know, World War II veteran or World War I veteran or whatever to, you know, just like complain about these brown people, whatever. He probably had nothing to do with it. It was a joke. I have nothing against our veterans.
That was the last one.
Excellent.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Now, hopefully this will
more
work.
More Spanish. What? I'm sorry.
Hopefully this will work because one thing that I did is I prepared for the show today on the elliptical.
How exactly did you prepare? Were you masturbating? Did you do a cam show before this show?
No. When I look up the news stories, I pull together the birthdays. We put our topics on the trellis. and, you know.
On the yellow.
I did all of that other than cultivating the voicemails from an elliptical on my cell phone.
Got it.
So hopefully, and the links I got, I use YouTube for my song choices.
Yes.
And it gave me a mobile link, and I didn't know if it was going to work on my laptop, but it did.
I just have one question. Did this phone call get done on the elliptical?
Yeah, hi guys.
Thank you. Well, maybe that explains it. Maybe he was on the elliptical.
I don't know. I don't know if he was on the elliptical, I couldn't do the voicemails from the elliptical. Anyway,
I think what he was trying to say was
Hazan az unip olian soak orn oroment amenit sisk. Zeretnel, Bulldog, Kara's
Cunt.
Exactly. Kara's Cunt. All right. Here we go. Oh, by the way, Big Fatty doesn't like food anymore. Okay, here we go. Maybe.
Everybody get up.
This is the song Blurred Lines.
Yes, it is.
It is sung by Al. What's his name? Alan Thicke's son.
He is. Yes,
Robin Thicke.
It is Robin Thicke. And that's right. He is Alan Thicke's son. Wow, look at the coincidence there. Alan Thicke's birthday was last week.
Thank you for not playing the themes to Growing Pains.
Show me that smile again. Yes, so Robin Thicke, and their birthdays are so close together. Wow. So Robin Thicke is 37 years old.
37 years young.
Yes. So I know.
That puts him between you and I, right?
Slightly. I mean, I'm closer to me than you, but.
Well, you're at the top.
All right. Here we go. So I know you won't get this one, but maybe the chat room will.
All right, is this a TV show?
It's a country song.
Oh, this is... Right now, he's probably buying her is the chat room? I saw the chat room. So is it right?
Yeah.
I would have guessed Reba, but it's Carrie Underwood?
Yes, it's Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
So I didn't figure you'd get it because it's a female, and you don't do very well with the female singers, it's country.
Yeah, I don't.
So you mix the country and the female. Anyway, Carrie Underwood is 31 years old.
She is not. Oh, shut up. She is not. Carrie Underwood is like 12.
No, it says she's 31. I mean, I didn't... The website that I get the birthdays from says she's 31.
I am old.
That's all I know is what the website says. All right, anyway, so happy birthday. Now, this next one, you'll get it, but you may have to go through a cast of characters before you get this
one.
It's
Growing Pains.
It is not.
Pull up the theme.
It's not Growing Pains, but here we go. Maybe.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful
All right, now the problem here is that almost everyone in this cast is dead, except for Tina Louise.
Well,
let me just ask you that. Dead or alive?
Dead.
All right, so it's and male or female?
Male.
So it's either Alan Hale, Russell Johnson, or Bob Denver, or Magoo. What's the Magoo's?
I don't know his name.
Jim Backus. All right. So it's one of those four. I'm going to go with Russell Johnson.
It is not.
Okay. I'm going to go with Alan Hale.
It is.
Alan Hale, the skipper.
It is the skipper. The skipper. Oh, no, the millionaire's wife. So Alan Hale would have been 93 years old.
93 years old. By the way, here's a piece of trivia, which I probably asked you last year. Do you know what the skipper's actual first and last name were? It was mentioned on the pilot episode of
No, Game I Tell. Have no clue.
His name was Jonas Grumby.
I didn't really like... I'm going to say I didn't really like Gilligan's Island.
You know what? Back in the 40s when I was alive, that was all that was on TV. We didn't have DVRs, and it was on, and that's what you watched, all right? And you were happy about it.
And I wondered why they had, like, specials with the Harlem Globetrotters and stuff.
The Harlem Globetrotters?
How did the Harlem Globetrotters get on the island? And if they
For years, until I was 14, that was my view of black people, was that they all, like, were really good at spinning basketballs on their fingers and you know.
I mean, seriously, and if the Harlem Globetrotters, now maybe I'm wrong, maybe this is after like they went back to the island or whatever, but if the Harlem Globetrotters got to the island,
yes,
how come the castaways didn't get off the island?
There was always a reason. There was always a reason. It was perfectly explained. It all made sense at the time. It was a very dark period of American history that we just won't go into. But here's my thing. One of my favorite lines from the greatest movie ever made, which by the way is Galaxy Quest, was when they were trying to explain to the aliens that there was a TV show and there wasn't historical documents, and they were like, "You don't think Gilligan's Island was real, do you?" And they were like, "Oh, those poor people."
And maybe, just maybe, that's where that Malaysian plane is. They're stuck there.
Could be. You know what? Maybe the Malaysian plane is on Gilligan's Island.
They're stuck there with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Maybe they're there with the Harlem Globetrotters from The Amazing Race, and they're like they're stirring up some pennies and coconuts trying to power their batteries.
Exactly.
On their radios.
That's why the cell phones are still ringing. Okay, right. Here's the next one.
All right, this is an E, right?
It's what?
This is an E, like Tiffany, Bipoli, or something. It ends
it's
like
not
a,
an
like,
E, but it's of the same era, I believe.
It's expose.
It's not.
No. Taylor Dane.
It is. Oh, isn't that amazing that the chat room just said Taylor Dane, and you got it so quickly? Yes, Taylor Dane, I believe, is one of those. Personally don't know Taylor Dane, although I knew the name and the song sounds familiar, and she has kind of a hot black guy dancing behind her. But
and
anyway,
she's how old now? She's like 62 or something, right?
She is, let me look. Taylor Dane is 52.
52, wow.
Yep. Did you think she was older or younger?
Maybe you've never experienced this before. Have you ever like heard music or something and then you flash back to a period in your life, like when some moment in your life that like
sure.
something like that song from Mr. Broken Wings, when I hear that song, I always flash back to the first restaurant that I worked in when I was like working as a cook, like a line cook back in the restaurant, and I was breading the fish and whatever. It's like because I had a radio and that was a song that was popular at the time. It's like when I hear that any of those songs, like the Whitney songs or the Taylor Dane song that you just played, Tell It to My Heart, whatever, it was my very first trip to a gay bar ever. It's like I was so scared. I was so nervous. And it was like I went in there and there was like all this, you know, like it was a dive bar, but you know, there was like Taylor Dane, you know, it's like that was the music that was playing at the time. And it was just, so when I hear songs like that, I immediately flash back to that like scary, like weird kind of moment.
There's a song that, and I can't think of the song now. It was like one of those one hit wonder groups.
I am an expert on one hit. As someone who once owned a motorboat, I am an expert on one hit wonders.
This was like in 1997 and it was guys. It was a group of guys. And
Men at Work.
No. They were
what was the song? What was the song?
I can't think. I couldn't even sing it. But anyway, whatever the song is.
What was the gist of the song?
I don't know.
Is it Dexy's Midnight Runners?
No, I can't. No, I cannot think of the song. You could keep saying stuff over and over unless you sing it for me. No, it wasn't Milli Vanilli. That was 80s. But anyway, whatever the song was, it makes me think of working at Subway because I worked at Subway and that song would always come on. I believe it was 97 or 98. I can't remember. It was like one of the number one songs.
Right. Oh, well, that's easy. We just asked Kathy Bacon. Okay, Kathy Bacon, what were the number one songs in 1997? Let's see. Here we go. She has given us a list of Unbreak My Heart by Tony Braxton. So we know it's a guy, right?
No, it's a guy. It's a guy group.
Mbop was number one in May. That would have been Hanson. Let's see. Puff Daddy.
Nope.
Notorious B.I.G. Four Seasons of Loneliness by Boyz II Men.
Nope.
And that was it. Those were the number one songs.
Well, it was one of the popular ones. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's. I know. Everyone's going to want to know this. I look. tune in next week when Adam reveals. Because now
was it Prince and the Revolution?
It's killing me, but I cannot think of the song. If someone sang it, or like I would know, I would say yes, that's it. But I cannot.
I've got the entire collection of
what
of music
Tub Thumpin'
here that
sound
I can,
like?
What is what?
Tub Thumpin'? No, that's a rap. It wasn't that.
Tub Thumpin'. No, it was not rap.
It was not
no rap, ladies and gentlemen. Crush Groove. Let's see. Crush Groove. Crush Groove. Was it this? Was it Crush?
That might have been 98. I mean, it was my first 2 years of college, which was 97, 98. So, well, 96, 97, 98. Right.
No, it's not going to be that. What?
I don't look. People. We can stop. We can move on with the show. I know everyone wants to know, but I really cannot.
Yeah. Was it slow or fast? They want to know that. Was it slow
it was
or fast?
It was one of those alternative-y, kind of catchy, kind of.
Oh, was it Toad the Wet Sprocket?
No. Are we just going to keep doing this? Really, this has got to be boring.
I want to know now. I need to know.
Let's see. Maybe it was 98.
Was it this?
Nothing so loud.
Is that?
No.
Searing when we lie.
Yeah, that's kind of alternative-y, right? That's kind of a thing there. Let's see. 97. Was it? No, that's Adele.
I mean, it was one of those groups like I'm Too Sexy. It's not I'm Too Sexy, but it was one of those kind of groups that had like one. No, it's not Savage Garden. Although I do like their I wanna da 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 da. And I think that was 96. It doesn't matter. We can move on. Seriously. Okay. The last birthday.
The Dog Pound?
No. The last birthday. Here we go.
The Cardigans.
No.
Oh, this is LA Law. This is the theme to LA Law.
No.
Nope. This is the theme to, oh, shit. I know this.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is Quantum Leap.
It is Quantum Leap.
And so it was either Dean Stockwell or Scott Bakula.
Sure.
Is it one of those two?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Scott Bakula.
And you had a 50% chance, but you're wrong.
Oh, my God, it was Dean Stockwell.
It is Dean Stockwell. Who looks really old now.
Well, he looked old then. You know, I it's no secret that I've been catching up on, I've been rewatching Stargate from the beginning, all 10 seasons. And I just passed season 6, where he was like, you know, the Kelowna science guy. And so Dean Stockwell's been
looking
at everything.
But I loved Stargate Atlantis.
Right, but you should watch Stargate. You know, Stargate.
I tried, but I didn't
I've mentioned this several times. Stargate has held up really well over the years. It's still actually really, really well done.
Yeah,
LSG? LSG.
I loved Stargate Atlantis so much. And then I went back and tried to watch Stargate, and I just did not. I watched 3 or 4 show episodes, and I just could not get into it. Anyway, doesn't matter. So, maybe one day.
Was it LSG?
I don't even know who that is. No. It's not. It was faster than that, but it's not. We can give it up. Look, everyone call in with your ideas and we'll play it. We'll try for this next week. But anyway.
Was it Chumbawamba?
Oh wait. What's the song?
Thumb
play it.
Play
it.
See. All right, I'm working on it. Tub Humping, I think is what it's called.
I said Tub Thumping, I think, and I thought that was a rap, but that might be it. Chumbawamba does sound
tub
familiar.
Tub Thumping is what they're tub.
Hold on.
Thumping.
What year was that?
97. Let's see. It's this. This is the song.
I need some words. Yes, I get knocked down, but I get up. That is it. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Yeah, that played every night when I was working at Subway. That is it. When I hear that song, And why is it called Tub Thumping? The song, the lyrics are "When I get knocked or I get knocked down and I get up again."
No, the group is called Tub Thumper.
Oh, the song is called Chubbawamba. Okay, well, that still doesn't make sense.
No, no, I'm sorry. No, the group is called Chumbawamba. Yeah, no, it's called Tub Thumping. Yeah, you're right. I was wrong.
Anyway,
there you go. I am so happy that we have signed.
That sense of,
oh,
like,
oh my God, it was just, I can't believe how. Congratulations, chat room, for helping.
That
there.
Song that was, makes that me amazing. Think of Subway because it was always on. I worked the night shift.
All right, let's just get to this last thing here. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Anthony Cruiser, just for the celebrity death phone. William Clay Ford, grandson of Henry Ford and majority shareholder of Ford Motor Company and also the owner of the Detroit Lions, dead at 88. Bye.
No, I'm sorry. Grandson of Henry. Whatever. No.
Someone should have. Never mind.
Someone should what?
Never mind. I'm not. No. Move on.
Are we done with the birthdays?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, that hurt. Hold on. Are we done with the birthdays?
Yes, we are.
All right. You need to edit that part. Excellent. Let's get right to our contact here. I can't believe I figured it out.
Now, the one thing I didn't do is look at the
by Chumbawamba.
At the I did say that, but then I thought maybe that was
no,
a rap
actually
song.
No. RC from Wisconsin said Chumbawamba, which and anyway, are we done? Oh no, we have contact here, don't we? All right, let's get to our voicemails here.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? By the way, Pride 48 birthdays. We forgot to say happy birthday to Daddy Dave. It's his birthday, the day that we were recording. We also missed, I think, Big Ricky's birthday and my nephew, Derek, who listens to the show. Happy birthday to all of you.
And I think you'll love these voicemails.
If you get closer to, March 28th, you remember, it's my birthday. And as they stated on It's All About Me, you should buy me Amazon gift cards, not iTunes, Amazon. Anyway, let's get to our first voicemail here. Comes in from birthday boy himself, Daddy Dave. Hello.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Brian. This is Daddy Dave. And
what? What? Did he just say, hi, Adam. Hi, Brian?
Wait. Does he think you're that blue?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Brian. This is Daddy Dave. And on behalf of Pod Cubs, we would like to congratulate your nephew on liking our show over yours. After all, he did actually call in to say, hi, Romo. Yes. You know, not hi, Homo. It was hi, Romo.
That's true.
The kid definitely has taste. Mm-hmm. Once again, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't my nephew. It was Carrie's son. But that's all right. That's all right, Carrie, a good listener. A friend of the show. Carrie, we have a theme song for her somewhere. Anyway, but yeah, no, it was, he said, hi, Romo.
Oh. Which,
don't you know, remember that? She called in and he called in?
Yes, I remember him calling us homos.
He said, hi, Romo.
Oh, that's right. He did. We had a debate about that. Sorry.
Yeah, not my nephew. I have no nephews that are yet that young. But. All right, but thank you, Daddy Dave, and by the way, happy birthday. All right, let's move to the next one here.
I also forgot, what is it with this 18-year-old fucking a Hot Pocket? Did he see Adam Burns, doing the watermelon gig? I'm just wondering, because he did film it and put it on a Vine video. Is it catching?
Do we have a link?
Bye.
Is there a link to it?
No. I mean, I'm sure there is somewhere, but I don't have one. I'm looking right now. It's a Vine video.
I think it got pulled down. Did you not hear this story?
No, I didn't. Oh,
you
so
are the
no.
news director of Pride 48. How could you have not heard this story?
Sorry. Sometimes I miss them. So I will never be able to see it? No one has it anywhere?
No, oh. his Twitter handle was Versace Pop Tarts.
Oh, well, there's a picture of him holding the box up to his wee-wee, but there's no
Where did
video.
You find that? Where did you find that? I didn't even find that. Anyway.
Firstwefeast.com.
I got nothing. What did you search for? I searched for fuck a Hot Pocket. What were you searching for?
I searched for 18-year-old fucking Hot Pocket.
Oh, 18-year-old fucking 18.
Oh, so,
excuse me. Excuse me, folks.
I want to find the actual video. Chat room, get on that. We need the video.
No, I think he pulled it down. I think he pulled it down.
Somebody screen capped that or something.
I think he pulled it down.
Please.
Because he got his thing. He got his Vine thing.
Somebody
suspended.
Screen capped it. I'm sure somebody captured that somewhere.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't show his penis.
Oh, does he not? Anyway, fucking a Hot Pocket. I have a story here, though. Fucking a Hot Pocket will be the first or last internet stunt you will hear about. It may, however, it will not be. But it may be, however, one of the strangest things you could do with your time.
Yes.
Anyway, so the guy says, yes, I fucked a Hot Pocket. And yeah, I glued pubes to my face, too.
Excellent. All right, let's move on to our next. Thank you, Daddy Dave, for that. And I don't know. But I don't think that Adam Burns had anything to do with the guy fucking a Hot Pocket. In matter of fact, we don't even know that it really happened. So if someone wants to send us a link to that happening, that would be great. All right, let's move on here to our next voicemail, which do I need to play the theme song or just play the voicemail?
Just the voicemail.
Okay.
Because that's Fatty's thing.
You have to say Big Fatty. If you want to be on his show, you have to say Big Fatty.
The theme song is Big Fatty's thing.
Big Fatty's thing has a theme song.
Yeah,
you know he's got a theme song for getting coupons. He's got a theme song for people that call in. He's got a theme song for like the news. He's got a theme song for breaking news. He's got a theme song for like Squeaky Kitty, like prolapsing
squeaky
or whatever.
Kitty, yeah, squeaky
so
kitty.
What you're saying is that Big Fatty's thing also has a theme song.
Yes.
Why have we not heard this?
It only plays when he goes to the love chamber.
What would Big Fatty's theme song, Big Fatty thing, Big Fatty's thing?
It's probably gonna be I Get Knocked
song.
Down, but I get up again.
Is that?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Let's get to our phone call then. Hello.
Hey guys, you know what? I have not heard of one person dying. Well, actually, this guy died, and he was a shoe science store. He used to have a franchise. I think that's what they're called. Possibly, I mean, unless franchises are just for restaurants.
Yes.
So anyway, I just passed like three sets of shiny rims or whatever. So anyway, Mike Miller has died and he's 52 and he was just the sweetest guy. Anyway, I guess he found out he had cancer in December and am I bringing the show down? I really didn't mean to do that. So,
yes.
But he's not a celebrity. He is for us. He's for our childhood. There'll probably be standing room only at his service tomorrow at 10. But anyway, nonetheless, the question I had, do you guys know, when is this, All About Me Squares Townville ton, contest?
Oh,
like,
oh.
When do we vote and where?
I know that.
I'm supposed to be a running mate. And, I think what was, I don't know, but you guys, I hope I don't miss the contest.
No, I'm sure you
will. That'll look really stupid. Like, right. TJ will be standing there going, where are the H's? Well, she'll probably say something a little bit more harsher than
she would, yes.
H-E double hockey sticks, but nonetheless, I'll
she,
be like,
she would actually say L.
Listening to it, 2 weeks later.
Yes. All right, so, all right, thank you for that dismount there.
Ever feel like that listening to Kathy Bacon's voicemail is like you're inside of her head?
It is, yes. It's
just
like that
hearing
in a monologue there.
Every
by the way, by the way, Carrie's in the chat room. I didn't realize that until just right now.
Oh, hi, Carrie.
Yes. So. All right. So the thing that I wanted to say, no, Kathy, you have not missed the voting for the mayor of Squarestown. As you heard on the latest It's All About Me show, the voting, they still have to do debates and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be the live streaming event. I think they're going to do it during the June Pride 48 is when they're going to do the vote.
Now they do have some kind of they like the contests over there.
They do like, and they're going to steal our voice contest. Which
and
is,
they they're giving out, they're giving something away, and I don't remember. So they gave a hand job away.
They did. They gave a hand job to Scott.
And there's something else they're giving away, and I don't remember. I normally listen to the episodes on the day of our podcast so I can really know what I'm talking about.
So you can, yeah,
but
right. So
I listened to this one like on Saturday or Sunday when it came out.
I think what they're giving away this time is
a chance to help them decorate for Halloween. I believe they talked about the fact they are doing Halloween this year, so nobody fear.
No, I don't think anyone was. I think TJ is going out there to help them this year.
They are doing Halloween, so there will be Halloween this year.
Right. It's a, I forget what they're giving away. You're right. It was something, it's on the tip of my tongue what they were giving away. And because they played that god-awful commercial. In fact, I was going to steal that and play it on our show tonight, and now I've already forgotten what it was. Oh, that's what it is. It's the carbon filter for your farts.
Oh, the yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I need one of those. My farts really, I fart a lot. Nobody would know that.
I don't know how you enter that contest. I think what you do is you call their, do we know their voicemail number? You call their voicemail number and you make a farting noise as long and sustained of a farting noise as you can on their voice. So call or record your own, you know.
What would a farting noise? I think you may have a...
You do that, and I think so. That's what you do. So you call their voicemail number, and you give out the longest farting noise that you possibly can, and then you're entered into the contest.
I think you have a recording of what I didn't think you were actually going to fart in your microphone. You have a recording of what a fart might sound like.
No, I've already put the tablet down over there, and I don't like the sound effects. I'm having to do live sound effects now. So, I think so. If you want the flatulent thing. I don't know what it is.
I don't remember what it is. Yeah, I've slept.
Go listen to their show. We don't actually listen
to it. I did already listen to it, and I don't remember.
No, we don't actually listen
to it. Hey, guys, I know you're listening. Enter me into that contest. I really need those.
No, you need to call their... You know what? Oh. I would have listened to their show, but I was sick, and I couldn't bring myself to, like, push a button on an iPod or to listen to their show.
You know, Sydney, my dog...
Yeah, was that was actually Sydney that farted just
also
now. That was
farts
not me.
A lot. So maybe I could tape those to her butt.
Is that a prize that you get out of the puppy meal? Is
meal?
Some kind of fart?
The puppy meal?
Yeah, the puppy meal. Is that the prize that you get out of the puppy meal? Is some kind? Why is our website down?
It shouldn't be.
Well, I'm trying to try. Oh, there it is. All right, excellent. I was just, you know what I was trying to do, right? I was trying to.
I understand what you were trying to do.
Trying to do a thing there. You know, I heard a phrase today that I like.
Yes.
Do you listen to the No Agenda show with John
I do not.
And Adam Curry?
I don't. But there's a line that they always play on the morning stream because apparently, what's his name that you mentioned probably just now and I didn't hear you, but the other guy with John Dvorak.
Adam Curry,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
They were talking about, I think it was Bobby Brown or, no, it was MC Hammer. And they're talking about MC Hammer, and he says, you know, whatever happened to MC Hammer? You know he's got talent. And anyway, on the morning stream, they play that clip over and over again. That's the only thing I think of. You know he's got talent when I think of the... But I don't listen to that, no. Is it good?
No, not really, because they're both... I mean, it's okay. You would like it. It's a four-hour show. So it's something that I have on my iPod to listen to at night when I go to bed. No, my problem with them is that they're both like climate change deniers, and that kind of annoys me, because it's just kind of like, really? How can you be... in any way, shape, or form, like an engaged, intelligent human being and deny that. Anyway, but that's not important. The point is that they used a phrase today, or that I heard a phrase on that show that I kind of liked.
Okay.
It's called tradecraft. So I just you know, want to keep that in mind. Tradecraft.
Is that like the craft that we have for our trade?
Right, like in other words, like,
trade.
Yeah, like this clip was, you know, like this, talk about this, the voices were separated on individual tracks. You can isolate to pull the clips from these things. That's like, there's some tradecraft there. In other words, it was just, you know, some kind of, I liked that phrase. I don't know why I like that phrase.
Well, they're just like some sounds that I like. So, hey, how long is it before we're going to be in, it's like 2 weeks or something, before we're going to be in New York?
Okay, Kathy Bacon. How many days until April 4th? He won't tell me. It's 25 days until Friday, April 4th. 25 days. No,
so
23. 23 days from today.
Is Lent still going on?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, the reason I say that, because we were going to go to some restaurants, and I know you were mentioning that there was that burger that you really liked.
Yes.
But Mark is a Catholic. And so if they're and you know, so I don't know, there are some things he may not be able to eat. I believe he gave up bacon for Lent.
That's called tradecraft. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Actually, you know, he really is a Catholic, and it would have been much funnier because he actually gave up rice for Lent.
Now they're saying in the chat room that Lent is until April 17th, so Lent will be going on the time that he is here. So we cannot eat rice while he is here.
Right. Well, you know,
well,
I don't know.
We can.
He does some crazy version where you kind of cut back.
Lent light is what it is.
I don't know what it is, but he tried the cauliflower rice recipe last night, where you just grind up a bunch of cauliflower.
Ah, that sounds delicious. All right, good night, Chet.
Good night, David. Does a plane like sneak up on us and like put the engine right in our freaking ear right at the end? I mean, what is the deal there? Because it's like getting quieter, like it's, you know, going away from us, and then, whoo.
That was actually that Malaysian flight that we found it. We found the Malaysian flight. It landed on the end of our show. Too soon?
Yeah, hi, guys. Anthony Cruiser for Celebrity Death Phone. Got another one. Sheila McRae played Alice on The Honeymooners, dead at 93. Bye.